Thank you, Mr. Chair. And this, as this is the first time my delegation takes the floor during this session, allow me to thank you and your team for all your work in the intersessional period. In addition to the joint statement delivered by Germany and the EU statement, we would like to make some remarks from a national perspective. Mr. Chair, we particularly appreciated your efforts to circulate the draft report before the start of this meeting and your attempt to bring together the different elements that delegations have brought forward during the last sessions, as well as in their written contributions and proposals. We would like to use this opportunity to, again, point out that we have recently finalized our national position on lethal autonomous weapon systems. The new position is based on an extensive research report by two advisory councils to the government of the Netherlands, the Netherlands Advisory Council on International Affairs and the Advisory Committee on Public International Law. An English version of the summary and recommendations, as well as the full report, can be found on the website of these advisory committees. An English translation of our new position will become available soon. Mr. Chair, in our new position, we advocate that autonomous weapons that cannot be used in accordance with IHL should be explicitly prohibited. Therefore, we are not opposed to an instrument containing legally binding obligations concerning these type of autonomous weapon systems, based on a clear definition. For autonomous weapon systems that can be used in accordance with IHL, we argue that more clarity is needed, and regulation is therefore required. For the Netherlands, the main objective of a possible binding instrument is to ensure that sufficient human judgment and control is maintained when an autonomous weapon system is deployed. The delegation of the Netherlands will further elaborate our new position during this session of the GGLOS. This two-tier approach is brought up in multiple working papers and other written contributions, including the one submitted by Finland, France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, Spain, and Sweden. We believe that capturing this understanding is a useful way to structure the outcome of our GGE this year and provide a solid basis for further work in the next year for the GGE. Mr. Chair, we would like to thank you and echo the support for your work as chair of this meeting. We would like to force our hope that under your guidance, a substantive final report will be adopted at the end of this week. We believe that the CCW is and remains the relevant forum for discussions on this topic and are committed to making progress within this framework. In closing, the work of the GGE does not take place in a vacuum. The international security context and state of affairs regarding IHL implementation do influence our work. Attempts to hold these considerations outside the discussion by one delegation calls into question the sincerity of the proposals by this delegation. Thank you, Mr. Chair.